I didn't expect it. Did you? Well, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to stay tuned.
You're listening to the Experience Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Ajene Gaylord, and I endeavor to educate, encourage, and empower women to embrace emotional healing and eradicate the stigma of mental health in the body of Christ.
So this is going to be a bit of a different kind of episode. Usually, as you all know, I am joined by my good friend, Michelle, who is my recording partner. We usually set up a video call, start a conversation, and that becomes the episodes. This is a special birthday bonus episode, and I have news. We just got off of our last two episodes about the lie of productivity, and Michelle and I had a great conversation sharing a lot about some of the lies that we believe, some of the issues that trip us up concerning being productive versus just being. And to my surprise, after having some time of reflection and prayer, I feel led to pause the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. Not because anything is wrong, not because I wasn't obedient. I've shared this from the very first trailer episode all the way through to what is now today, our 30th episode, that I really felt led to do this several years ago, but because of fear and anxiety and trepidation and just all the things, I hesitated and I had to work those things out. I really believe that the Lord did a lot of work in me over this last year and a half of recording the podcast. And I know that there's much more that I have to share. So it's not for a lack of wanting to continue. It's not even for a lack of stopping permanently. I'm just pressing pause. I got a prophetic word from a woman that I really trust and respect, and the message resonated with me. I immediately had peace and knew exactly what I needed to do. So from a practical perspective, yes, I'm in school, as many of you know, and I'm working towards my PhD. So that means I've entered a phase in my educational journey where it's all about getting that dissertation done and getting writing. I'm still homeschooling several of my children through high school. My husband and I are still very active in our real estate business. So I do have a lot on my plate, but never did I imagine that I would be pressing pause on the podcast. But that is where I have found myself. So I wanted to come on here on my birthday, let you know what we're doing. I do not know what the future of the Experience Freedom Podcast is going to be. I have big dreams. I have a lot of hopes. I have huge aspirations and aims. Even in the midst of talking about the lie of productivity on our last two episodes and being very much aware of not pressing into these things for the sake of trying to gain something, value, accolades, you know, any of those things, but really choosing to be led by the Spirit and be obedient to what doesn't even make sense to me. This has been an amazing journey, and I don't think it's over. I just believe strongly that it's time to press pause. So there will be no coming episodes in 2024. I have no idea what's going to happen for the year of 2025, but I just want to end the year on my birthday and our 30th episode with a thank you to all of my listeners, to those of you who have been on this journey with me. So keep listening, keep sharing. The episodes are not going to come down, so they'll be there if you want to go back and re-listen or share the podcast with others. My hope is that when the time comes, which I believe it will in the future, where I'll be back in whatever format that is, that I'll have even more to share, that what the Lord has done in and through me will be even better for me to be able to communicate His truth. For me to be able to be a light in the midst of darkness, to share about emotional wellness, to talk about faith, to talk about theology, to talk about therapy, to address the issues concerning trauma and tragedy, and to just be a vessel to be used by Him and a voice. So thank you for a great 2 years. Thank you for a wonderful end to 2023. As soon as I know, as the Spirit leads, what I'll be doing, I'll be sure to share that with you. And I just want to say thanks.